Welcome to Stephen's True Crime Commentary. Discussions of forensics, how it's done, and true crime interest.
Hello there. Welcome back to Stephen's True Crime Commentary. I am Stephen David Lampley, and I welcome you. I also want to welcome our new radio stations that we have on board with the House of Mystery, Stephen's True Crime Commentary. It's always a pleasure to add stations, and it's always great to be able to grow and have people like what it is that you do. Welcome on board. Okay, today we're going to begin a two-part series on terminal ballistics. Now, we've talked previously about the ballistics of firearms, particularly handguns. We've discussed internal ballistics, transitional ballistics, and external ballistics. So we're going to spend the next two commentaries talking about terminal ballistics. Now, there is a handout available online if you choose to look at it. It's available as a PDF. You can look at it online and follow along as we go, or you can print it out. It is printer-friendly. Go to StephenDavidLampley.com/handouts. That's handouts plural. Go down to Terminal Ballistics 1, and you can click on that and see the PDF online or print it out. We have made it printer-friendly. It is available in black and white color. The margins are inset, so you should be able to print it out without any problem. Again, that's StephenDavidLampley.com/handouts. All right, terminal ballistics actually begins before the bullet itself penetrates the target. Now, this happens by the force of the advanced shock waves. Now, shock waves compress the target, particularly human. And if you look at the handout, there's a reference to that. At low velocity, the shock waves are typically not destructive. But at a high velocity, the pressure in advance of a bullet can produce a concussive-like effect in humans. Now, for the purpose of this commentary, we're going to limit our discussion of terminal targets or terminal ballistics to the type of target that is human. In other words, we're going to be emphasizing homicide. Now, when a bullet hits the target, it begins to enter, and the distance from which the bullet was fired from the target does have an impact on the forensics of the entry wound. A seasoned detective or someone who knows what they're looking at as far as a gunshot wound, there's a wealth of information in the area around and in the entrance wound. And let's talk about that for a moment. There are four types of entry wounds. The first one is distant, and it typically leaves only a bullet hole in the skin. Now, the next one is intermediate, and it's usually fired from a distance less than 40 inches away from the target and can cause tattooing. Now, what tattooing is, it's a speckled look. It's almost like a peppered look around the bullet hole that is caused by burning of the skin from the burned and unburned gunpowder coming out of the muzzle of the gun. It cannot be wiped away because it is a burn to the skin. So what you'll see is you'll see a bullet hole and some speckling. Look, if you look at your hand out, there's a reference to that as well. The third type of entry wound is a close entry wound. It's typically fired 10 to 30 centimeters away. This entry wound typically leaves soot around the entry hole. Soot is the carbonaceous result of gunpowder and other vaporized materials that come out of the muzzle. Now, the amount of soot found at the entry wound depends on the caliber and the amount of gunpowder used in the cartridge. Now, the fourth category of entry wound is contact, and there are two types of contact wounds. The first one is loose contact. It's where the muzzle of the gun is touching the skin, but it's not pressing in it. It's just loosely lying against the skin surface. There will be a concentrated ring around the entry wound. I mean, really, really close in to the bullet hole will be this black ring, black or dark gray ring around the bullet hole. The second type of contact entry wound is tight. This is where the muzzle of the gun is pressed into the skin, much like you take your hand and press your finger into your palm or against your arm. It presses into the skin. Now, This is a unique type of entry wound because the gunpowder and the metal fragments are injected into the body. Now, normally when you shoot a gun, as we talked about in transitional ballistics, the pressure diffuses in all different directions. It's a tremendous amount of pressure that comes out of that muzzle and diffuses. But with a tight, close contact wound, everything that comes out of that muzzle goes into the body. It's a horrendous wound. The body absorbs the entire discharge of the cartridge. Now, once the bullet is in the body, any number of things may happen depending on the velocity and type of bullet, the organs, bones, or soft tissue in its path. Any number of things can happen. You have to understand, a bullet doesn't always simply create an entrance wound, go through the body, and come out the other side. There's any number of things that can happen once it enters the body. And a lot of factors come into play. All right, now we're actually about out of time with the time that we have. We're going to stop here today. And next time we're going to get into discussing the forensics of the bullet path in the human body as well as exit wounds. All right, I want to thank you for listening in, and I invite you to check out my book, Outside Your Door. It's a collection of true crime stories taken directly from my case files and actual real-life street stories. Now, these are real cases, real people, real stories. This is not something made up, and this is not a collection of stories that I have no knowledge of. These come right from my case files and right from the street. Also, we have just added a new seminar called How to Catch a Liar. During this seminar, I teach the various indicators that police detectives use to help them identify someone who is lying to them. If you're interested in having this seminar presented to your school, university, chamber of commerce, law firm, corporation, or any other group, just go to my website, stephendavidlampley.com, and click on the How to Catch a Liar link. All right, thank you for listening, and I look forward to having you join me next commentary. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into Stephen's True Crime Commentary, heard across America. You are invited to visit Stephen's website for information on his books, speaking dates, and speaking programs like How to Catch a Liar. In this seminar, Stephen explains some of the very same techniques police detectives use to help them determine if someone is lying. You will learn such things as global versus individual indicators, use of contractions, voice tone, eye shift, evasion, allusion, pronoun usage, question pause, base shift, and much more. Go to stephendavidlampley.com for information on this seminar and much more.
Stephen's True Crime Commentary is a production of Something Weird Media and West 53rd Productions, with music by JasonLampley.com.